right now. Every telescope owner has a chance to discover what is arguably the most beautiful sight in the heavens at its best. Saturn is now at its closest and best of the year, and its rings are better seen than any time in the last 8 years. Tonight and tomorrow night, the moon is right near it, making it a cinch to find. No matter how long you stare, you'll see no trace of the rings with the naked eye. When people claim to sort of see the rings, they're probably observing the irregular spikes that all bright stars seem to exhibit, caused by the fact that every eye has a little bit of natural astigmatism. This is probably the origin of the idea that stars have points. No, at least 30 power is needed. Any little telescope will do the job nicely. During its 30-year orbit around the Sun, sometimes Saturn's rings are edgewise to us, and sometimes the planet tilts its full 27 degrees, letting the rings show off their detail. That's what's happening now. It's just lovely. What we can't see is the weird giant hexagon at Saturn's north pole. It's finally in full sunlight, but it's right at the top edge of the planet, so that only the Cassini spacecraft can get a good look at it. It's been there at least 35 years since the two Voyager spacecraft swung by. This hexagon is the only example of a geometric shape that has straight lines in any planet in the known universe. It might be some kind of jet stream type phenomenon, since the wall of 60-mile-high clouds holds together, even though ultra-tornado-level winds blow right through it. See this weird planet tonight, after 9:30 or so. It's that one star to the lower left of the moon. Tomorrow night it's even closer to the moon, just to the right of it. If you do have an old telescope gathering dust somewhere, this is where to point it. For a strange universe, I'm Bob Berman.